This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The trial began this week for a former Mountain View councilman in Jefferson County accused of shooting a teenage visitor on his property. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
Brent Metz faces four felony charges for allegedly shooting a minor in 2024. The victim and his 15-year-old friend were on Metz's property and knocked on the door to ask about taking homecoming photos there. Nobody answered. Metz confronted them later and shot into their car. A bullet went through the windshield, hitting the 17-year-old in the face. He has also filed a civil lawsuit. Metz is no longer on the council after a recall election by residents in 2025. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Near Winter Park on Sunday, a person was attacked by a moose. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the victim was walking two dogs when a mother moose charged and kicked at them, then chased the dogs away. The person had serious injuries on their chest and arms. Wildlife officers couldn't find the offending moose or her calf. They posted warning signs in the area off Little Vasquez Road. Officials say to be safe around moose, people should stay far away and keep dogs on leashes. Denver International Airport plans to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to solve one of its most vexing problems. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The designers of DIA made a bold choice. They connected the B and C concourses to the main terminal by a train, and only a train. And when that train breaks down, it causes huge crowds and chaos. More than 30 years later, there may be a solution. The airport plans to spend $300 to $700 million on walkways between the concourses. They'll run through the tunnels that used to house the airport's baggage transportation system, which has since been moved elsewhere. Construction is expected to start next year and wrap up within a year or two. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
You can find more on that story and other news at denverite.com and cpr.org.